it's written over there. We say, go there and read that part carefully, then you will get it. Because he knows that we translate Quranic language to the normal languages and we interpret it in a very silly way. Mainly out of fear, because when you believe in total holiness of a book, in a way, you don't dare to dig it further. And a lot of people, they forget that Quran is a poetic language. They just ignore that poetic part of it, which will give all these extra dimensions. Rumi will point to these directions. He will give you an address that go to Quran. There is this surah, everybody knows, Surah Ar-Rahman. Go over there and read carefully when it is written Tastati'u Tanfudu. Means it will go in you relative to your abilities. It's not something that suddenly goes in. It depends how much you could absorb, then it will influence you. So he's referring to something that if you go over there and read it carefully, you will find the same subject we are talking here. But a part of that is coming back to what? There's that, okay, I said there is a music for human beings. There is a special music for these paris. But that's not the top. Because normally you think that these angels, they have the top of the music. Because normally they do nothing but playing music, you see. We imagine these kind of angels that they have no job and they have no duties, no responsibility. They don't need to eat and sleep and things like that. Therefore, they're always fooling around playing music and things like that. You see, even that is not the best music. There is a better music, which is the music of heart. Means when you transfer that deeper feeling, that's when you're playing that special harp. We are talking about connecting heart to heart. There is a melody to that. And Ulia are the people who are able to play that kind of music, which is not influencing your ear and brain and intelligence and all that. It will go directly to your heart. Yes?
The inward notes of the Aliyah say at first, O ye particles of La, take heed, lift up your heads from the La of negation, put forth your heads from this fancy and vain imagining. O ye who are all rotten in generation and corruption, your everlasting soul neither grew nor came to birth. If I tell a little of those notes, the souls will lift up their heads from the tombs.
Good. Now, who is volunteer to answer a simple question? What happened to the harp player? What happened to the story? See, if he was going on with the story, you would imagine him a musician. He explained that in music, I mean something else. I mean that connecting, that connection that, okay, you could imagine it in the music, that it will go in your heart, your feeling, and all that. You could imagine even the little angels playing the music going that. But I mean more than that. I mean more than all of these musics. Because I'm talking about the music who is talking to you, who's coming from the prophets to you, and he's telling you, hey, you are a part of nothing. Does it have anything to do with the harbor? Is it you are a part of nothing. And what are you doing? You are constantly saying nay. Stop that negation. means that whatever you don't understand, you think it doesn't exist. Existence for you is whatever you understand. Existence is not limited to that. There are some, you could live your life in a fruitless way, loss. You could come here and your existence will be being here and rotting away. This is cold and facade. Cold is being. Remember how God created. He said be, therefore it was. That be is kauna. And your existence is being and rotting away, because whatever is rotting away. That's what time does to everything, right? See, you, if your physical existence is in question, you're here and you will rot away and you will die. That's the physical existence of you. That's the real part of you. But is that all you are? We're talking about something else you have. Jhanam Bhagni means an eternal jhan. You have that. Because when you die out, the breath doesn't die with you. It goes back. You see, the breath is that. The breath was here before and will be here after everything. We talked about this, and you have to remember where. Because if you have a little doubt and you need some clarification, you should be able to go back and check it out, right? But we talked about it. Do you remember? The story of Tarek. Remember how lovely that story was? Do you remember the love letter of the parrot? Do you remember the reaction of the merchant when the parrot died? He said, "Oh, my beautiful parrot, who flew from the end to the beginning." Remember that? Oh, we talked about it a lot. He said, "This little parrot is the parrot who flew from the end of existence to the beginning, and who's flown from the end of my life to the beginning of my life, that reverse flight which will cover everything, which covers even the time itself." He talked about it. I hope you will go and check it out. Here you will say, that kind of music, that kind of melody is there. Don't do this. Do not deny it. Be ready to hear it. And you know what will happen if you're ready? If I only talk about one of these melodies, if I play one of these melodies, suddenly that jhan, that life, that soul in you will rise up. And
put thine ear close, for that is not far off, but 'tis not permitted to convey it to thee.
Hear that permission and conveying and things like that is a noble translation of that word, but there is another meaning to that, a special word over there, dastur. That, first of all, dastur is the name of the mullah of the Zoroastrian faith. It's called dastur. And dastur in Persian language means the plan. Plan for today. The program of today is dastur. And dastur is order. When you order someone to do something, you tell him to do that. It's dastur. With all those meanings, get close to your ears, because I cannot transfer it to you. It's not supposed to be transferred automatically. You have to bring your ears close, be careful, listen and understand it, because it's your choice. Remember we talked about this, that in this school of thought, we believe in magics. We really believe that there are people that are walking on the earth and they can do